Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show, but I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program. We'll be right back to today's show, but before we do, I want to let you know that you can get a free copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, when you leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, either on desktop or on your phone. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, look up Think Unbroken, click follow in the top right, and then go and leave a review at the bottom. And when you leave that review, screenshot it and send it over to book.thinkunbroken.com. where you can upload your contact and mailing information, and we will send you a free copy of this award-winning best-selling book, absolutely free, including shipping. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to upload your screenshot review from Apple Podcasts for the Think Unbroken podcast. And until next time, my friend, be unbroken. I'll see ya. Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and will help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program. You're listening to the Think Unbroken podcast, and I'm your host, Michael Unbroken. I'm an author, speaker, coach, and advocate for adult survivors of childhood trauma and abuse. In this podcast, you will learn how to transform your trauma into triumph, turn breakdowns into breakthroughs, and go from victim to being the hero of your own story. You can learn more at thinkunbrokenpodcast.com, and of course, check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Think Unbroken Podcast. Hey, what's up, Unbroken Nation? I want to again preface this, and I will do all the videos the same. I'm not a therapist. If you need professional help, please seek it. In the meantime, if you need other resources, check thinkunbroken.com/resources. There's all kind of stuff there that you can find. I am just an author, speaker, mentor, and coach. Like, I'm not a therapist. I can't diagnose you, and I can't give you prescriptions. So, like, keep that in mind. Take all of my advice with a grain of salt, because it is only from my personal experience. So thank you for your questions. I'm glad that you're reaching out. I'll do my best to keep it real with you. This question is really interesting to me, and it's a really difficult question. So I'm going to get super vulnerable here with you guys. Hope you don't mind. What are the first steps to leave an abusive relationship that is not physically dangerous? I was in one for a very long time, very, very long time. And we were just emotionally abusive to each other, like in the worst ways. We were so incredibly mean to each other, so demeaning to each other. Like, we did and said the meanest things you could ever imagine, ever. We were to each other. And we were never physically violent, minus one time when she slapped me, which, in all of my life, I don't think I've ever deserved to get hit except for that one moment. And we had this crazy fight. She got in my face and we were screaming at each other about literally nothing. Like, fast forward a decade, I cannot even remember what we were arguing about. And I was like, you should just go kill yourself. Like, literally, like, straight up the meanest thing I've ever said to anyone. And she slapped me. And that was the moment. I think we both knew it was done. We had to end it, because it was, whatever was next was going to end up with us in jail or dead. And so I'm going to speak a little bit from both sides of the perspective on this one. She, I got to say, made a huge decision by walking away first, because I know, looking back on it in retrospect, that we were in a codependent relationship. I could not exist without her, and vice versa. And we tied our identity to each other. Everything that we did was with each other or for each other. And we didn't really have a separation of that. And when we did, things got stressful. They got, are you cheating on me? We're looking at each other's cell phones. We're sleeping with other people. We're cheating on each other. Like all the worst things are starting to happen. And we would just like lie to each other. And it went in both ways. So I want to be very clear, like, neither of us are innocent in this. And, I think about that and looking back and knowing what to look for in a codependent relationship. And if you don't, you know, there's a lot of signs that you may be in one. You know, if you have someone who's always checking in on you, checking your phone, like, talking down to you, putting you down, trying to hold you down, keep you from being great, like, they're probably, like, doing that because of their own insecurities. And a lot of times that comes from being codependent, where we rely so much on our integrity, our valor, all of our things and other people. And it just doesn't work that way. So, you know, be cautious about that. Look
for the signs of being in codependent relationship, because that also like kind of goes hand in hand with being in an abusive relationship. And whether or not it's not physical right now doesn't mean that it might not be. You know, I want you to keep that in mind. You know, if you're in a relationship where someone's calling you stupid or worthless, or they're controlling your time, where you're at, they're texting you 1,000 times a day. You know, they won't do certain things without you. If you try to go hang out with friends, they'll follow you. They want to drop you off and pick you up. If like that's happening, you need to start getting away from that. You need to start making a game plan. So this is from my perspective, like, what are the first steps to leave an abusive relationship? I think the first thing is that you need to talk to your friends and your family and let them know that you are making a plan to get away. You need security. You need safety. You need support, right? You may need to call the police. You may need to get with social services. You may have to get a restraining order. You know, if I just look at, you know, abusive relationships aren't even necessarily like partner relationships. They can be parental relationships. You know, and for me, I had to get a restraining order against my mother and my stepfather because they were so abusive. And I was like a teenager when that happened. So you might have to go that route. You might have to go to the police station, get a restraining order on this person. And it may be simpler than that. I don't know, because I don't know this particular scenario. But if you're in an abusive relationship and you know it's abusive and you know it's time for you to leave, you have to leave for your safety and maybe even for your life. And if you're in a relationship and you have children, maybe even for the life of those children. You know, I look back, my mother let the abuse happen to us from my stepfather when he would beat the shit out of us. And she could have stepped up and she could have done that, but she was in an abusive relationship with him on top of being a drug addict. So, you know, you have a lot of things that are pressing against you. And ultimately, and I'm going to keep it real with you, you have to become responsible for yourself. And so if you feel like you are unsafe, then you probably are. What you need to do is have a real conversation with your gut and say, hey, me, am I safe in this moment? And if I'm not, get the f*** out, seriously, because I don't want a message coming to me being like, oh, this person's dead because they didn't show up, and get the f***. So talk to your friends, talk to your family. I guarantee you someone has a couch that you can live on. You know, I guarantee someone in your friends group wants you to be safe. There's also women shelters. There are men shelters in some cities. So like, let's not get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen, like there is still abuse on both sides, right? Men, and it's harder for men too. And I realized this because I never had anyone to talk to about my relationship when I was in it this decade ago, when we were destroying each other's souls. And when I did, it often got like, turn the other cheek, or like, that's just how women are. Like, that's just not how women are. We created that. Like, we did that. We made that vortex. We made that chaos together. So, you know, go and find security. If you are in a situation where you're unsafe and you're not sure what to do, I really think the best thing that you can do is just leave. I mean, even if it's in the middle of the night and you pack a bag and you hop in the car and you go to mom and dad's house, or you go to your best friend's house or whatever, just get out. Keep yourself safe first and foremost. Because like I said, even though you're not necessarily in a physically dangerous situation right now, doesn't mean it won't end up being that way. You know, I know many friends who have been abused severely by their partners on both sides, male and female. And it always starts with verbal. And it always starts with, you know, little things like keeping ties on their time. Where are they? What are they doing? Texting them 100 times, you know, in an hour, calling them nonstop, you know, showing up at their job. You know, if your boyfriend or girlfriend is showing up at your job without your permission, you don't have a lunch date, or your partner, whoever it is, that is a red flag, and you need to bail on that situation as soon as possible. You know, maybe you have to change your number, block them on social media, like literally change the locks on the house, go move to the other side of the world, whatever it takes to be safe, because ultimately your security is priority number one. So my thoughts, literally the first thing I would do is just try to identify the signs of, am I in an abusive relationship? And if you come to the determination that you are, you have to make some serious decisions that could save your life. So I hope that you do. And please find resources if you don't know. If you feel like you might be, you know, there is someone who can help you. Google is your best friend. Call police, call the local fire department, call somebody, right? Do not sit at home and let abuse happen, because, you know, we have enough people who suffer it right now. So that'd be my suggestion.
Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken.
please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken. Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show, but I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the waitlist if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.